So I wasn't sure what to speak about exactly. I wanted to talk about Hilchos Chanukah. I thought maybe it was a little bit too early for Hilchos Chanukah. But judging by the shops, it looks like Chanukah is already in the air. They're all selling already the Chanukah stuff. Still a little bit early for Chanukah. So I thought we'll discuss the halachas negeid to Chanukah, which is kedai to know before Chanukah already. Not more much the exact mais hadlaka and things like that. Rather, more general, negeid to what oil to buy, wicks to buy, going away for Chanukah, different plans that people already make now, negeid to Chanukah. The Gemara says about Chanukah, the mitzvah of Chanukah, Neir Isha Beisai. The mitzvah is Neir Isha Beisai. What does it mean, Neir Isha Beisai? So each one of these words is a different halacha negeid to Chanukah. The first thing is Neir, everyone knows. You've got to light a candle on Chanukah. There's a din in the Neir. You've got to have a candle without a candle, there's nothing to it. Without a flame, you know it's. The next thing is Ish, Neir Ish. Every person has got to have a candle, a light. Let's say, it's not a candle, a light. It's Mesiachas to him. It's a Neir Ish. It's a Neir for every person. You don't necessarily need to be the one that lights it. You don't even necessarily need to be there b'shas hadlaka. There's got to be a Neir for each person, a Neir for every Ish. And the last tonight is Beisai. Neir Ish Beisai. Beisai means that where do you light your candle? You can't just light it anywhere. It's got to be in a house, again, this Mesiachas to you. That means you all three things go, but you light a Neir in a house, definitely in a bias, a place that's a house. And Neir Ish Beisai, it's got to be an Ish. The candle is, the light is Mesiachas to you. So therefore you've got to have a light lit for you in mind in a house that's shaykh to you. Some dafka didn't, you have to light. We all think every person has to light. That's madrim and madrim. There's no chiv everyone to light. As long as there's a candle that was lit for you in a place that's shaykh to you, it's okay. Similar to Shabbos, just like Shabbos. People don't realize as well, Shabbos is a chiv that locus near Shabbos on every single person. Every person has to light Shabbos candles. But it's the same halacha again. It's got to be a candle, a light for you, in a place that's shaykh to you. So as long as someone in the house lit Shabbos candles, yitzah, doesn't have to be you light. As long as one person lights. So to Chanukah, doesn't have to be you light. As long as someone lit for you. So very negate to going away on Chanukah. People who aren't around Shas Adlaka, they're out, they're busy, they're working, they're learning, they're unavailable, and someone else is lighting. So it's Neir Shabbosai, as long as the light was lit with you in mind, it's okay. Just like Shabbos. The tricky part is that normally Shabbos, the wife lights, and normally Chanukah, the husband lights. And there's times when the wife's not around, the husband's not around, that one has to remember that they need to light. Woman's away, a man must remember that Chiv Adlokah's nearest Shabbos is now on him. He must light the nearest for Shabbos. And so too, if a man's not around, never something happens, he's not around anymore, then the woman has to remember that she has to light candles. Someone told me they were by someone last year, a woman that never lost her husband. And she came to Chanukah, she didn't even think about lighting menorah at all. It's a man's thing. They're putting on tefillin, it's not for me. She realized that every business is chiv adlaka. Men, women, it's all the same. Just one person lights and covers everyone. Just like the man covers, sorry? She's just as mechuyav as the husband. Normally the man lights and covers the wife, but the husband and the wife could light and thereby cover the husband. As long as there's one layer between the family, you've got to remember that someone has to light. And even if there's no husband, dafka, there's only a woman, or there's, I know last year there was someone I knew, the father went away, I think, to Yachakala, and the mother went away somewhere else, and there was a daughter left at home. Again, to my wife to tell her, she has to light a candle, she had no idea to light a menorah, father's way, mother's way, she never thought about it, never crossed her mind. There's a chiv adlak on every person, just one person does it, but etzem, anyone can do it, and it covers everyone in the house. So strictly speaking, as long as someone lights, you're okay. You can even, a person gets wife to light. There's a few reasons why we don't get a woman to light. Firstly, the Gemara says, in Brachas, that really, a woman can be moiti husband everything. But Tovei Mi'ira, the Gemara is like a klola on someone that gets the wife to be moiti them unnecessarily because it doesn't look right. There are reasons why. And the Be'alocha brings by Chanukah as well, says even though a woman can light, but Tovei Mi'ira, he shouldn't let a woman light. That's the man should light. But if he can't light, or he's away, or he's out, and that's the only option, then for sure she can light. There's no problem at all. Yes, yeah, talk about brochas. Right, so the Be'alacha says it's not only then, it's any time. No, it's not only the mitzvah, it's talking about the moiti of the brachas. Anytime he's moiti her, she's moiti him, Tovei Mi'ira, the Gemara doesn't like it. So, lachatchila, you avoid it if a person's stuck, you want someone, his wife, to moiti him a bracha, he's not sure he didn't say it's fine, he has a reason. But normally, you don't have a reason, we avoid a woman or a girl, anyone, be moiti a man. The second reason why it's not kedai is because If you want to chat the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, that means every person lights. So once someone's moist to you, you lose out on the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, that every person lights himself. So strictly speaking, one person could light, even the woman could light. But the first reason is Tovim Ira, if a woman lights for a man. Second thing is you want to do Mahadrim and the Mahadrim. The third reason why it's Kedai to always beat up Shas Adlak, or even better, to light yourself, is because there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in one place that we know in Chanukah you come along, you make first day three brachas, rest of the Chanukah is two brachas, we drop the Shechionu, we make two brachas, lightning near Shulchan Aruch, which is like any brachas and mitzvahs, Lanech Tfilin, on the Tzidah's Lulav, there's always a brachas and mitzvahs. Then there's a second bracha we say, Sha'ol Sinisim Laviseinu, a separate bracha, thank Rabban Shem for the nace. So Shulchan Aruch says if you are not around Shas Adlak and you miss the brachas, so whenever you see the menorah, you make brachas arayah, you make shas anisim. In another place he says, if someone lit for you and they said the brachas arayah, shas anisim, then you don't make the bracha. So the steer in Shulchan Aruch, do you or do you not say the bracha, if you didn't hear or see or say, you weren't there, shas adlaka, someone lit for you, you come home later, do you make the bracha? Steer in Shulchan Aruch. Because of this, all the Acharonim say, that you have to avoid the situation as much as you can. So you, even though you don't need to light, especially a wife, a girl, a father's lighting for her, but she should be there b'shas adlaka, because otherwise you have a problem of the bracha she also nisim. Does she need to say it herself or not? And lastly, someone asked me, his daughter was in town, she was shopping and he wanted to light. There was no way she can come home now, he wanted to light straight away. So I said, no problem, you can light menorah now, you might see her, and the bracha's arayah, as long as you find someone who's lighting later in half an hour, one of her neighbors, they're making the bracha, go there, she hears the bracha from them, you're fine. You're having two people lighting, father lights now, son lights later, no problem. Father lights now, the daughter is included in his adlaka, and later someone else, the son, a neighbor, someone else lights, she can hear the brachas, and then she's got everything. The adlaka was for her, and the bracha, she avoided the problem by hearing it later from someone else. It's always the etzah. You ever not sure, hear the brachas from someone else. So the adlaka will be for you whenever you like, as long as your father, your husband, someone lit for you, even brother, someone lit for you that menorah, your etzah. And the bracha, as long as you hear from someone else, you're fine. When? Mechaven not to be, and then make the bracha lit. What? So yeah, she can lie home menorah. Yeah, if you want to do that. Some of them like it if girls like the menorah, but Edson, she can lie home menorah later. Yeah. That is a big shaila. Do you wait? Do you know? Okay, we're gonna get later to this man. So that's the shadow, do you wait? You know what? His eitza is of don't have in mind to cover her. And then she lights her own menorah, which is no problem at all. Always someone else can light menorah whenever they like. They don't have to be covered. L'mashal, hadrim and mahadrim. How does it work? Kibbeik asks, the father lights menorah, fine, very nice. Then the son comes, he lights menorah. What's going on? How can the son light menorah? The father lit menorah, we know near Isha Beisei. One light covers the whole house. How can the son now go and make a brocha? It's a brocha, it's really, he's lighting for nothing. One near covers the whole house. So Rabbi Yehuda says that how it works is because there's mitzvah and mahadrim. So when the father lights, he has das not to cover his son, and the son has das not to be in the father's automatic das. He knows my father's lighting. Fine, and 5 minutes I'm lighting. So everyone has das not to cover it. So if you do that, there's no problem at all. It gets tricky by sometimes you've got a son, he wants to light menorah, and he comes in too late. He says, do you know what? Too bad. I rely on my father's adlaka. Can't do that, because b'shas adlaka, you thought you had to light yourself. Now that you didn't, your father lit, so your chiv is still pending. You never lit menorah, because you had das, you only lit with your father, you want to light your own. You can't now decide, you know what, I'll go back into my father's adlaka. It's too late. When he lit, he didn't have you in mind. And so it's the other way around. Someone's not well, he can't move, he's not feeling good. So he says to someone else, you light for me, the person lights, and then a few minutes later he says, do you know what, I'm not missing out on this mitzvah, I want to light. Too late. Once the first person lit with you in mind, you can't light. Kids want a light, under a mitzvah maybe is more. But over a mitzvah, you think you're covering them, they're not going to be back. So you light for them, then they come back. You can't say, okay, fine, you go light. Because the reason why they were covered, because you had das, we had moiti them. Once you had das, we moiti them, and you had locker, they can't come and light as well now. Therefore, you've got to always have in mind what's going on. If you want to be, someone that wants to light themselves, he has the das not to be to them, and you can't change later on. Both have to have das. The person who lights has das not to be him, and the person who wants to light later has das not to be. The Be'alacha does discuss, discusses, if you came home, you thought you were going to light menorah, and you came home, and your wife already lit. She didn't realize before the days of phones. She had no idea when you're going home. She thought you'll miss the mitzvah. She lit for you. So he discussed, what do you do now? He said, I want to light. Too late, she lit. So then he says, you can light without a bracha, because you got a suffix if you ate it or no. So you light without a bracha, because it could be you. Did it, because you had das, she didn't. There's only one person. The next child is, who has a chivad lakas? That we already said. Man, woman, anyone over bar mitzvah, and bar mitzvah is mitzvah chinuch. But everyone's got a chivad laka. And again, women who are by themselves, or girls, don't always realize they have a chivad laka. So they've got light in the house. It's miyachas them. I remember last year, one of my neighbors went away, and there was a girl staying by herself, and so she asked my wife, can she light in our house? She didn't want to light by herself. You can't light in someone else's house, it's not shaykh to you, it's like lighting on the park bench. It's got to be nearer Shabesai, the nearer the ish, the base is all to be mitzechas to you. Light in a random house, it's not yours, that wouldn't work. Shaykh is going away, not going away, people get married on Hanukkah, we'll discuss if we have time. The next shaykh is the menorah. As we said, the shop's already full of the stuff. You want to buy your menorah, your wicks, your oil. So there's a hitter to have a fancy menorah. Everyone knows that keli v'anveyu. The nicer mitzvah is, the better. People have all sorts of mitzvahs they try and make nice. So you buy a silver menorah and a fancy menorah, it's definitely a hiddur. However, you must watch out. If you buy a menorah and the glass cups sit on top of the menorah, that means even if you would take the glass cups off and put them on the table, they would stand by themselves, then the menorah is no more than a table. The glass cups stand by themselves fine, and the menorah is just the surface you're sticking them on. Whereas if the glasses do not stand by themselves, then you can say the menorah is part of the... Otherwise, really, you're not using the menorah, you're lighting in the glass. The glass is a posh to glass, not fancy silver glass. Regular glass. The whole hit is in the silver. The silver is not... There's access to the flame. The flame's in the glass, and then the glass is held by the silver. So if he's going to say that the glass needs the menorah to hold it without it, it would fall over, it's one clear, it's one piece. Therefore, it's one hit or mitzvah on the whole hadlaka. Whereas if the glass cups stay fine by themselves, so the silver's like a silver table, which is very nice, but it's not a hit in the hadlaka. Therefore, if you do have a fancy menorah, at least cash in on the mitzvah and buy cups that will not stand without the little piece that doesn't really stay proper, and without that it would fall. You put it in the silver menorah, you've got the hiddur. Okay, that's the menorah. Then comes to the wicks. Yeah, well, okay, we'll get to that in a minute. The wicks and oil, what you buy, so we know candles as well. Yitzah is in Maram in Prague. The Shatzim brings holds that you're not yitzah with candles, but Ikwi Peskin, you are yitzah with candles. We know we say Shabbos, you can't use whatever you want. There's Bam Madlikim, Vamo in Madlikim. Shabbos is things you can't light with and things you can't light with. Chanukah, Hakol Apsilis, Vashmonim Kshirin, Chanukah, everything's kosher for Chanukah. Use whatever you like, anything that burns works. But again, here's a hiddur. The better, the nicer, is a bigger hiddur. So universally accepted already now to use olive oil. Again, olive oil is a hiddur, you don't have to use it. If you're stuck, people get, you know, you end up in the middle of nowhere, you got nothing. Use whatever oil you like, use anything. Anything that burns. But the hiddur is to use olive oil. Why use olive oil? Two reasons why use olive oil. Either because the mace was with olive oil, or because the Gemara says that olive oil burns the best. The problem is today it doesn't necessarily burn the best. I remember when Quill did the experiment, Rosh Kol came in with 29 different types of flammable fluids, and he lit 29 different flames. And we saw, by the end of Shia, we looked which one was what was burning the best. The best one was the vegetable oil, the regular cooking oil. I think I was burning the nicest. It was an Eretz Yisrael that there was the 96 shekel, the most expensive oil you get. That was burning the worst of all of them. So the question is, what do you do now? Because one of the olive oils is meant to be the best. The Gemara says it's the best. On the other hand, you look, it doesn't always burn the best. Shabbos, people do, you get some people, the Machmirim try and do both. They do olive oil and candles, because candles usually burn even nicer than oil. So they do candles and olive oil. As Baruch Stenbach once, he puts the candles in the olive oil. He has one of these at the nearer name, the candles in the glass, and he pours oil as well. He's got the oil, he's got the candles, both he do them together. No, a little bit of oil at the bottom of the candles, burns fine. The shadow is, what do you do? So olive oil, we know Chazal tell us, is the hiddur for Chanukah. Therefore, Chavad use olive oil. But if you're trying to at least get the one that burns the best, try out different ones if you can. Like you try out different wines and whiskies. You try out different oils, which one bit? It looks the same almost, the colour. So you try out different oils. For Chanukah, you've got menorah with eight stands, eight different oils. Whichever one burns the best, that's the olive oil you use. There are companies that market oil, Roy Lachila. It means it's edible oil. Now that is straight out Geneva's das, because there's no reason to have Roy Lachila oil. You're not eating it. You're only lighting with it, and there's no reason to have Roy Lachila. And even in the base of Mikdosh, which is the highest level of oil ever used, anything doesn't need to be Roy Lachila. Rambam says, yeah, oil is not Roy Lachila, it's not kosher for menorah in the base of Mikdosh. So it's kosher in the base of Mikdosh, it's true kosher for Chanukah. Therefore, there's no hidden lechayr in having Roy Lachila. Lamaisa, the others that say that the more pure your oil is, the better the oil is, it's more of a hiddur. Could be. But as Roy Lachila, as the menorah, the base of Mikdash, that there's no hiddur at all. Any oil will work, will be fine. Wicks, any wicks work, whichever ones you're happy with are good. There is two issues with the floating wicks. You know, the little wicks you put in the cork and they float. One of the issues is that the wick is covered in wax. So when you light it, the first few seconds, at lockers and The Shas had Loka, that's the Eka. And there you're lighting wax, not oil. So, Tarachin, if it's true or not true, this Taina, even if it is true, what you do is you light it for a few seconds before, it melts the wax, draws up the oil, and then when you're lighting later, you know you're lighting just oil. The other issue with these floating wicks, which is even more questionable if it's true or not, is that the actual wick is very, very short. The whole wick is about a centimetre tall, and you put the cork over halfway, so you've got less than a centimetre at the bottom. Now, the Taina is that the oil this wick can drink up is only the oil that's level with the wick. As it burns, it goes down and down and down. But B'Shas HaLokah, how much oil does it have? A very minimal amount of oil. And as it burns, it drops, and it keeps drinking up more oil. So the title is that B'Shas HaLokah, there's very little oil around the wick. Now, sorry? No, so you see, the B'Shas HaLokah is a bit, so there's not enough oil to last half an hour. Now, the title of Hakeh is that every candle has to work, with the flame at the top, and the time it could burn just a bit as it melts down. So that's why this Taina is very, very short if it is a Taina at all. And even if it is a Taina, usually there is half an hour of oil. So that usually you don't need to worry about. But the first thing, if you want to be mad, you light it for a second and then you burn the wax. Right, so Friday night. So here we're saying this is a Khurma which you don't need to be chashish for. So even though it doesn't have enough oil, it's still okay. The only thing to watch out Friday night is that we know you've got a light. Overnight. Friday night, everyone's lighting early. When do you light for Shkia? Hopefully on Friday night. So you've got to make sure there's enough oil in that it burns till half an hour after Nacht. Most people put enough oil, it's no problem. The Shaila is by kids that have the little coloured candles. And these coloured candles don't last so long. So Shabbos, you're going to have to give them bigger candles, big white candles, or oil. And then the kids will the candles will be able to light longer. Someone who doesn't, Yishlem, you listen to the Ashit, it's still okay. But the Chatchila, you make sure that Shabbos it burns longer. There's another chumrah people try as well, again it's marked on the bottle, and as they write, the oil is cold pressed. Cold pressed is, they don't cook the oil to extract the oil, the olive to extract the oil, rather they just press it and they get the oil out like that. Sorry. Now this is a chumrah which maybe has got a little bit more standing. Why? Because in the Beis Mikdash we know it was cold pressed, the oil was not cooked or anything to extract it, rather it was just the oil that came out. However, here too, we know by the menorah, Shemen Zayazach, or Shemen Zayazach, the first few drops of oil that come out, those are the ones used for the menorah. Here, no one's giving you the first few drops that come out, otherwise the oil will cost even more than it already does. Therefore, the whole thing, the fact of extracting, the whole thing is no shachs to the Beis HaMikdash. So to say that cold press is a chumrah, again, is very hard to justify. Therefore, any oil is fine for the mitzvah. As long as it's olive oil, you're okay. There is an inyan to own the oil, Shvacha Inyan, but Inyan nonetheless. Therefore, if you're away, you're borrowing off someone, a neighbor, and yeshiva is wearing a bottom, oh, God, oh, Kabar Yul, sure. It's Kedai to be Koine oil, it's yours, it's more of a Hiddu, for various reasons. So that's the Shaila. Someone is by his father, is it his, is his father's, he's got the Shaila really with everything. Same with his Lulav and his Sadlok's name, Shabbos is a Shaila. So whatever you rely on there, you rely on here. Then comes the Shaila, when do you light? Again, even now, before Hanukkah, in the planning stages, you work out. You work your day around it, it's good to know when is the exact time to light, the best time to light. So there's three main shittas put down at the Rishonim. There's the Rambam, so the Rambam is more, but it is called the Rambam, Shkia. How Shkia you light? Pretty early. There's the other extreme, shit of the Torah, Rosh, Shulchan Aruch, Sar Shulchan Aruch Paskins, a Necht. Your time to rise a Necht. Then there's the shittas in between, the whole just before Necht, which is really getting Rabbeinu Tam's Necht, the Shaila, if it applies to our Necht, how to work it out. And the Shkia Shneir, which is only in the gate Rabbeinu Tam. Those are the three shittas, Shkia, Necht, or just before Rabbeinu Tam Necht. In England, most people, the minhag's always been to light a Necht. However, someone that doesn't mind to change is definitely a Hiddu to light before Necht, because then you'll be catching much more shittas than Rishonim. Why? Because we know there's a man adlocha, but Etzim's half an hour. Strictly speaking, it's half an hour. And just like you can light half an hour after within half an hour of this man, you can light half an hour before this man. Therefore, between Shkir and Acht, this year is about 40, just about 40 minutes, 50 minutes. If you light just between Shkir and Acht, you will light within half an hour of Shkir, which is the Rambam. You will light within half an hour of Nacht, the other shittas will hold it, Nacht is the man. And then you will be able to get all the shittas together. You will be able to light one to everyone. If you light a Nacht, you only take one to Shulchan Aruch. However, you want to catch the Rambam holds that after Shkir, half an hour of Shkir, you missed the mitzvah. So going to the Rambam, you're lighting for nothing, you missed the whole mitzvah. So strictly speaking, the halacha is Nacht. But it's Kedai, if you can, you don't mind to light before Nacht. You avoid other shailas like Todeh, what do you do first, Marv, or lighting, which is another shaila. So if you light before Necht, within half an hour of Shkia, you'll have all the shittas and you avoid any problem at all. So the cards, inconvenient, doesn't want to change, you can lie an echt, it's fine. But if you lie earlier, you have all these hidurim. Even if you lie early, you must always make sure that it burns for half an hour after nacht, which is usually the case, but enough oil, Shabbos is moon again. Even though people like different times, there's two nights of Chanukah everyone lights the same. There's Friday that everyone lights before Shkia, I hope. And there's Motzei Shabbos everyone lights after nacht. Again, I hope. So those two nights everyone's doing the same. So Friday night you gotta make sure there's always enough oil that goes from before Shkia all the way through till half an hour after nacht, which is half an hour after nacht is always the minimum. You gotta make sure that it burns enough time light for Shkia, because it'll quite early, you gotta watch out. There is a hiddur of Shetech L'Regel Menashuk, the famous hiddur that the Gemara says, when do you light Shetech L'Regel Menashuk? People start walking around. It doesn't mean every last person, it means the main amount of people. So Rosh Hashanah Manasseh is pretty early, people aren't hanging around too late. So, 7, 8 o'clock, whenever it is, the main amount of people are not running around anymore, there's a hiddur to try and keep your menorah burning till then. Shetech L'Regel Menashuk. So people around for longer, yeah, people around for longer, but still they're not out too late. If you're lighting in Chavez Yerushalayim, life continues regular till much, much later in the evening. Gaula's open till at least 8, 9 o'clock. So therefore, you've got more of a reason to light for later. Again, Eka Shitta is to light half an hour, but Skedai is a hitter to do later. There's another big problem that I haven't really got an answer to yet, and that is that Shulchan Aruch says, if you didn't light on time, what do you do? Eka Adin. The Ashur is a halt. You can't light the Rambam, but Ikadim with Peskin, you can light all night long till Alois, you can light Chanukah. Says the Mishpura from the Magen Avraham that you can only make a bracha on the Chanukah if there's people around. If there's no one watching, you have no spectators, there's no Pursuma Hanis. The whole mitzvah of Chanukah is Pursuma Hanis. Everyone should see the Nais, should see the miracle, think about Chanukah. If there's no one around, you can't make a bracha on this Nais, you're lighting for no reason. So the Mishpura says if you can, your family is sleeping, wake them up, they'll see, make a bracha. Everyone's happy, it's all good. If you can't wake up the family, don't make a bracha. So there are chalkim on this, but those mishmur passages bicker like this, or Moshe's cholok, Moshe's you can always make a bracha. The problem is, someone who lights on time, he's lighting a regular time, but he has no one around, he lives by himself, how can he make a bracha? If you're telling me that if you light at 2 o'clock in the morning, no one's around, you can't make a bracha, Mali 2 o'clock in the morning, Mali this man at locker. If the nekut is, no pesum anayis, no one sees it, how can you ever make a bracha when you light, if you're not lighting in places people around?
You can see it from outside, people outside.
Oh, so you could say you're lighting for outsiders, which would work. But someone who lights inside, there are people I know. My grandmother, she lights inside, she's scared of going, and she lives by herself. So what are they relying on? And even if you're lighting for outsiders, you're lighting by the window. In England, we're lighting for the insiders. There's a hiddur to people should see outside. Is that enough to justify that you make light with a bracha? Moshe, you light 2 o'clock in the morning, go to the Magen Avraham, 2 o'clock in the morning, not everyone's sleeping, but you know there's people outside. Can you have the bracha? Could be, I don't know. But the kasha is, these people light early, what's going on? If they're living by themselves, how do they make a bracha on the Magen Avraham? So first thing there is Chavad Moshe, Zegris Moshe, there are many cholkim on this Magen Avraham. But if you chosh the Magen Avraham, what's going on? L'chori, you have to say, that if you light at the right time, there's a man Adlok Chazal said, this is the time to light. If you light at the right time, Moshe, you light outside in Eretz Yisrael, and no one walks past. For some reason, no one decides to walk along your road. You know, it's the mitzvah. How do you use the mitzvah? You lit the right time, the right place. No one came. Okay, bad luck. But the nais, there was presumably nais available for anyone to see. No one came. So if you light the right time, even in chuslaritz, and there's no one to see, so at least you could say that you tried, you did the mitzvah, kitikuna. Ah, there's no one there. Too bad. But if you light later, then you didn't light the right time. Why lighting later? Presumably nais. There's no one around. How can you make a bracha? That's another reason to light on time, Dafka, because a person who's living by himself for sure should light on time, because otherwise you've got a suffix where you'd be to make the bracha if you're lighting later. That's also a major shaila. There are many that want to say it's Dafka with Yidden. Forget, that's one of the kashas among the Ram. The Chen Moshe holds not. Chen Moshe says that if you live in a place where there's no one there, you move to a country there's no one around, and you light Hanukkah, you're going to say no Yitzah? How is he no Yitzah? It's not my fault there's no one else living, I have no neighbors. So that's one of the rights one say you can light. The others say no. Where you're living by yourself is only Goyim. Goyim is not Pesum Minister. It's something around from the Gemara, it's different. The Schoes, it says, Tichla Regal means the Tarmadoi, the Goyim used to sell the wood. So why do you work with them, Tichla Regal, when they go home? So some languages, when they go home, no one's out shopping, there's nothing to buy. The guys selling have gone. So they know, that as long as the Goyim around is Pesum Minister. So that's not so clear, do you rely on the Goyim or not? I think most Muslims take on that you don't rely on Goyim, Pesum Minister to have confusion. Well, not the lamb, but again, they're all chalkim on this Magen Avraham. It's kedai if you can, always make sure there's people who are looking at your menorah, cool people. It doesn't have to be the b'shas alokah, then come 5 minutes later. As long as people have seen your menorah at one point, you won't have a problem. If no one's going to have seen your menorah, you're running to this machlekas, would you make a bracha or not? The shahal is if you're lighting chutz la'aretz, you're lighting inside, even if you're lighting inside, you're lighting by the window, but be'ikas for the insiders. Is there any hiddu to light at the right time? However, it's a chalak of manasho, people aren't around, but you're lighting for the people inside, the b'nei ba'ez. So, a few reasons why it might be kedai. The first shaila is because the Aruch HaShulchan says, Kol ma'ash efshel las is ketivin chazal, whatever you can do, like the way Chazal first introduced the mitzvah, it's kedai to do, even though you're lighting for people inside. But Chazal said, B'choyish tech l'regam manashuk, lie at the time where people are around. Never, because of that, there's a hitu to lie at the right time. The other reason is because this reason, someone who's never living alone will have a shaila if they can make a bracha, they light late or not. So these are the two reasons why it'd be kedai to light on time, even someone who's not living alone, you got the Aruch HaShulchan. It's kedai to light at the right time, and people take a makbid. And also, if you say you're lighting for the outsiders, even today in Chuslar, you light by the window, then for sure you want to light at the right time, because then you'll be able to do the Pesum Anissa, like you meant to. So again, the right time would be between Shkir and Nacht, half an hour between Shkir and Nacht, which means about 25 minutes after Shkir. This year, I think it's Baruch about that. 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And if you light at Nacht, it's also okay. Another problem with lighting at Nacht is if you don't marav first, and marav schleps, until you come home and sort out the manure and get ready, you can miss half an hour with the Nacht. Otherwise, the whole, even if you light a nacht, which is the last time to light, again, the ikamitz is half an hour. After half an hour, you've missed the ikamitz, according to Ben Rishenim. So if you light your nacht, for sure you have to rush home as fast as you can. Which means make sure your menorah is set up and everything's ready. You come in straight away and light. And catch half an hour of nacht. But Matzah Shabbos as well, is fast. Some say Matzah Shabbos, the Chazal moved the time for Chalal. But even Matzah Shabbos, which means you don't have eaten lecha, straight after Vihinoyam, you go home straight away and you light straight away. And Vihinoyam, you do later, we try and light as fast as you can to nacht. And I saw people even daven before Nacht. What do you about Rabbeinu Tam Nacht? People who keep Rabbeinu Tam Nacht, when do they light? So those who keep Rabbeinu Tam Nacht is their Nacht, and that's your Nacht, that's the time you light. People do it as a Chumrah. B'dashav Shem Zaman, many G'dayim, they kept Rabbeinu Tam as a Chumrah. And Chanukah, they lit before Rabbeinu Tam Nacht. It was a Chumrah they liked to keep. But when it came Chanukah, push came to shove, they had to light at the right time, they lit earlier. But someone who keeps Rabbeinu Tam, that's his meaning, that's what he does always, and that's your Nacht, you light straight after your Nacht. Even if you light inside, like people do, in Chuslar, it's a shalib, if you light inside, people become more popular now, people lighting outside. It's not so simple lighting outside, because, well, a few reasons why it's not so simple. First, it could be there's no mitzvah. Even if there is a mitzvah, it's still kedait. If you do light outside, kedait still light inside, because the shittas that hold you light outside, hold you still lights inside. Everyone agrees, preciously, still lights inside. The ones who hold you have to light inside, many of them hold you can't light outside. So if you light inside, it could be okay. If you light outside, it could be doing much better, could be not missing the mitzvah completely. So someone who does light outside should light as well inside, because it's a big suffix. If you bichlal yitz and chuslar, it's outside. But someone, we light inside, the Ramah says, where do you light inside? You light menorah, where do you put it? So the Gemara says, menorah al shulchan v'dai. You take your menorah, put it on the table, yitz, no problem at all. However, the Ramah says, if you light outside, where do you light? By the doorway. Why by the doorway? The Gemara says, your mezuzah on one side, menorah on the other. Says the Ramah, if this is a hiddur, and so too inside, if you light inside as well, light by the doorframe, your mezuzah on one side, and the menorah on the other. Don't just light on the table, light on the doorframe. And that's, I think, the meaning by the chassidim, is they take a light by the door, any door in the house. Oh, the Magaram says, Mishra brings the Magaram, he says that if there's more Pesum and Nisa in any other place, then light in that place. I'm also by the window, that's how the minute came to light by the window, because there's more Pesum, more people sit by the window, light by the window. But if you can't light by the window, you're too scared, or you don't have a window that goes, people can see outside, then you put it by the doorway, any door in the house. Bedroom, doorway, front room, back room, any doorway in the house, you light the menorah by the doorway on the left-hand side, the mezuzah on one side, the menorah on the other. But if you're not lighting by the doorway, if there is more wall, presuming it's by the window, you light by the window. How high or low do you put the menorah? So we know you don't put it too high, higher than 20 amos, not usually in a ger, but 4 stories high. But even if you put it regularly high, it should be below 10 tefachim and higher than 3 tefachim. Why? Because if it's lower than 3, it's like it's on the floor. People think the menorah is just on the floor. You know, to put it, you put it on the floor. You don't have it, it's there specifically for a reason. So to higher than 10, people think you're using the light. So that was, could I put it higher than 3, below 10? There's a shalom whether today, where you have electric lights and no one's using the menorah at all, is there a hiddu? And that also brings them to the next shalom of a shamash. A shamash, as well, we have a shamash. Why do you have a shamash? Because people shouldn't think that you light the menorah to use. Now we have electric lights, it's very hard to say that you bichlal in the menorah to use it for the light. So it's hard to say there's a chiv to have a shamash today with electric lights. Some people still have a shamash or a hiddu. If you do have a shamash, the Ramon says you should light with the shamash. the shamash, and how can you light with the shamash? Why light with the shamash? Because he's trying to show that this is not a menorah light, this is a shamash, this is something else. By lighting with it, you're showing it's not the real menorah. So if you can, it's good to do. There's a problem with the wax, normally it drips as you go along, and you start getting all over the oil, it gets a bit tricky. But if you can, there's a hiddle to light with the shamash. But strictly speaking, you can't say there's a chiv to have a shamash. Then comes the shadow with lighting. Where do you light? Where do you start? The left, the right? How do you go? Which order? So here there's five reasons to light whichever way you light. Each one's a different mahalach, why you light. There is a shita that holds. You always start with the same one. It means if you ever start with the left, every night you start with the left, go towards the right. You start with the right, always start with the right, go towards the left. You can't start changing one night to the next. There's another reason to be different, and that is called pinish at the point. Whenever you light anything, you always go towards the right. So this shita holds, you start with the left and go towards the right. There's another shita that says punfaket. Kol pinish at the point, you always start with the right. So where do you start with the right? Once you start with the right, you go towards the left. Mamash should I get to the first shita? There's another mahalach that says you always do the new nair first. It means the first day you light the one on the left, lamashal, and the next day you light the new one, which is slightly to the right. Not like the first shita, which is held, you always start with the main one. When you light it by a doorway, the shita of tefach hasomach lepesach, you always light nearer to the pesach. So there's many different factors here that work out your light. Lemaisa, you can't get all of them, it's impossible to get all of them. You can't light for the left and the right, it's not going to work. So what do? The middle golem usually is like the bechaba, shits of bechaba, unless you want to do faket, you do faket, but most people do like the shits of the shachnach, which holds, you go towards the right. Every night you go towards the right, which means the first night you light the one on the right, the second night you want slightly to the left, and left to the right, which means every night you're going towards the right, it's called poinish atapina, ena lele yimin, you're going towards the right. Number two is you always do the nair, and you set the new flame every single night, you're doing the new one, which is pshut menissa, it's the new one, tonight's night two, night three. And that's how most people do. Someone tells you to faket, you go to whatever you do, but that is the meaning by most people. Left to right. Then comes the shaila of going away for Hanukkah. Going away for Hanukkah is a major shaila in itself. The best option is to avoid going away for Hanukkah if it's possible. People who's going away, Shabbos Hanukkah, and in Israel, the whole country starts moving. It's the week when everyone goes away. It's the worst time to go away because you're ending up with many, many shailas. When to light, how to light. There's three main shailas here with going away. The first thing is, the Gemara says that if you go away for Hanukkah, you still have to light a menorah in your house. Why? Because people will think, why not light a menorah? This is your house. There's no menorah here. So the reason why this might not be negeh here is because of chusaris. You can always say the people will think maybe you're lighting on your table. But we light inside. You're not lighting outside. So you're lighting inside. The people who live in your house know that you've gone away. So that's not a problem either. They're not going to be choshu. They're not lighting. They know you've gone away. So that's the first issue. The second issue, that if you start moving around by this man at Lachol Moshul, you light a menorah. And then you leave, go away for Shabbos, you light menorah, and then what's Shabbos, you go home. So some want to be ma'ir that maybe as soon as you leave, you're not in this house anymore. So how can you light menorah then? Lamaiz, the boys say this is not a problem. Why? Because B'Shabbos had locker, you lit in this house. I'm now living in this house. 10 minutes I'm going, fine. But now I'm living here. As long as you've been living here up till now, you can't just turn up, light menorah and go. That for sure not. If you've been living up here for the last 24 hours, however long it was, so this is your house. Now light menorah, this is where I am. In 10 minutes I'm going. Which is a shayla, people get married on Hanukkah, which is again not a very good idea to do, because you're running into big shaylas here. Toss in the kala, 10 minutes they're leaving the house for good, or for worse, I don't know. And that's it, they're off, they're not coming back to this house. So now, why are they lighting menorah here? They're going. So here as well, as long as they were living here the last 20 years of their life, however long Garrett Yeshiva came back, he's here the last few weeks, this is his house now. In 10 minutes he's leaving, that's it, it's fine. As long as now B'Shas Lach is lighting. But if you don't light then, well, the chuppahs before this man alocha, you run into very big shailas. Because why is he meant to light? I've heard all sorts of colourful suggestions over the years, none of them which really make any sense. Sometimes he lit in the chida yichud, which is chlamu sheikh, it's like, you can lie in Broughton Park for that price. The people light in the house where they're going to go that night, which again, you haven't gone there, there's no sheikh. Usually the chuppah doesn't even know where it is. If you're staying in a hotel, it's even worse because chlamu there's nowhere to light. So you avoid getting married on Hanukkah. Everyone is planning to make a chasna. Now it's a bit too late. But next year, try and avoid Hanukkah. If you do have Hanukkah, you've got to check up very clearly the Rav where the chasna lights and where the kala lights. It's not simple at all. And you can run into big shailas here. But be'ikah, as long as they haven't gone yet to the chuppah, they light where they are. And this is the house until they leave. The third problem, the third horror with going away, is that the Mishmura points out, which is negev, very negev to people. People go away on Hanukkah. Even you go away before Hanukkah, you go away for However long you're away, people go to Yachakala, people go abroad. And you are now not lighting at home because you're not there. However, wherever I am, I'm staying, face this place. I want to lie there, fine, I'll lie there. Which Baruch says that seeing as your house is not here, and everyone knows your house is back wherever you live, so that is your Eker house. So if your wife lights at home, it could be you can't light where you are, because you're Yitzel, you're Chivad Laka, this is your Shaykh to your house. Nerish Abesa, your house is what represents you, and the Eker that Laka is there. So how can you light where you are now? So Mishmur says the answer is light before the time your wife lights. If you know your wife's lighting 5 o'clock, you light 5 to 5. So she lights, no problem, she has to light for herself. And you light for you. And on the time that you're with her, it doesn't matter because you're allowed to light wherever you light, wherever you're living now. So to people going for Hanukkah, they're not at home for 1 or 2 days. How can you light where you are? It could be your house that's shaykh to you. And the house is the real Makom HaDlaka. The reason why this is usually not a problem is because if there's no one there, the whole reason is because there's a house, there's a bias. And your bias is shaykh to you. So if you're not there, your wife lights. But if everyone goes away, they don't have a problem at all. There's no one left at home to retain the status as your house. There's no one there, it's an empty house. Therefore, you can light wherever you are.
The yeshiva holds in the same town. At 5 o'clock is always in the yeshiva. Does it light in the yeshiva?
There's a shaykh as well, Bochram as well. If the father's lighting at home, it could be greater with that. And to light here, he should maybe light as well before his father lights. Either way, people away from the house is big, big, big shaylas. If you do go away, arranging chasnas, business trips, yechikal, whatever it is, always watch out and check exactly how and when to light, because there are many problems with going away on Hanukkah, when to light. Right, so you got to check out how it works. There's the Ezer being shattered for Pruta. If you do go away, you can give a penny and join him with that lock of the people where you're staying. But this Ezer is not really for any males, because males are normally acting open or any Mahadran and Mahadran. So again, to girls, go away, staying in different places, different countries. You've got to know how it works. Mishat of Bruta, can you Mishat of Bruta, when to work, when's the father's lighting first, which had locker, ik had locker, Birch Soroye, Charleston Nispi, Oleh the Brocha. There are many, many complications with Hanukkah going away, therefore watch out. Just to add off, what do you have left of oil? Anything that's Huchtel and Mitzvah, so we know you can't use for your own personal use. Therefore, any oil that's left over, the meaning is we burn it. However, this is oil, Dafka, in the actual candles, the actual glasses that you're lighting. The bottle of the oil, that for sure you don't need to, as Baltashkas, if you just burn that you can use what you like. But the oil within the actual glasses, Huktel Mizvasa, you don't have any anor from it, you don't use it for anything, even for Shabbos. Rather, you burn it after Hanukkah, and it adds to the festivity of Yontov, another fire. Very exciting. Okay.
About this Test Iron Ammo. With a